My dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
Good morning.
I hear a lot of energy. First of all, I would like to introduce myself. The deacon introduced me. You know me by name, at least. You know where I come from. He told you I'm from Uganda. And nowadays, I'm living in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yeah, I'm by the names of Father John Bosco Sekomo. I come from Uganda. I'm a priest of the Archdiocese of Kampala in Uganda, ordained 6 years ago this August. So I've been a priest about 6 years. I've worked in Uganda for some years, and also I'm working here currently in a hospital in Michigan, Grand Rapids. God has blessed me to give me an opportunity to walk with his children in moments when their life is threatened. I've got an opportunity to walk with the people who are beginning their lives here on earth, children who are born, sometimes born for a brighter future or hoping to stay for a long time, sometimes born not so healthy, just threatened maybe they might die any moment. I've been there. Have been able to walk with God's children when their life is not really doing well. They need to see a doctor, they need to go for a surgery, they don't know whether they will survive this visitation in the hospital, all those moments. I've been there when brothers and sisters are saying, I have run a good race, now I'm just waiting to meet my Creator on their final journey on earth. And it's a blessing. The reason why I say that it's a blessing is because I've seen what faith can do. The reason why we have this faith and the gift, a great gift that God gives us. You may have faith, but the fact is when it comes to the times when you are in the hospital, at the end of everything, nothing matters but only God and the faith you have in him. I'm coming here in Arizona. I'm following friends whom I met in Chicago. They're indeed very good friends. Otherwise, I don't think that I would have made a journey all the way from Michigan to come over to Arizona. But I met a family, John and Terry, 6 years ago or more, and we become very good friends. They have assisted me in so many ways for my growth. Growth in learning, growth in my faith, and even in my ministry. So that's the number one reason why I'm here. Today we are talking about faith. All the readings are talking about faith. The first act of faith I can think of is this, the fact that I'm here celebrating Mass with you. I've never met the pastor here. I don't know any priest here. I only know only my friends whom I came to see. But the great gift of our faith, the Catholic faith, is the fact that a priest can travel all the way from Uganda, go to Michigan, come over to Arizona, and just within one day can stand before a congregation and say, I'm here to celebrate Mass. And no one is going to ask you, who is this guy? You have total confidence and trust that this is a priest and what he's going to do, it's according to our faith. That's an act of faith. And grateful that we have this Catholic faith that makes this a possibility. But the fact is, the gospel says this. The disciples are asking Jesus Christ, increase our faith. And Christ's response is what? If only you had little faith, like a mustard seed, you could tell this tree, be transplanted from here and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Just little faith as a mustard seed. I think that's what normally we say when we say, you know what, with faith, everything is possible. I think it is the same it comes to the same thing. But to say that everything is possible with faith, normally it is easy to utter that statement or even to be convinced of it when things are going well, when everything is coming in your own terms and on your way. But if at all things are not acting or going in your favor, do you have or could you have the audacity, the same conviction of saying this, that everything is possible with faith? Probably not. But the thing is, the answer is yes, we should be having the same amount, the same quantity, the same conviction of faith, even when things are not working in your own favor. The first reading shows us that this man Habakkuk the prophet is complaining to God. The very first time actually we hear a Jew questioning God, even to the extent of questioning his way of running the world, all his affairs, asking him, why, how long shall I cry for help, but you do not listen? I cry out to you, violence everywhere, but you do not even intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? This is an angry man, a very disappointed person, crying out to the person who has been trusting all the moment. If only you knew what the situation was. Habakkuk the prophet lived in 605 before Jesus Christ, around that time. The children of Israel were faced with the external enemy who was determined to destroy them, and those were the Babylonians. Habakkuk is speaking these words right before the city is attacked. For sure you know that the war is on and there is no way you can defend yourself. You only put your trust in the Lord, and the Lord even seems not to answer. Will you have the same faith? That's what Habakkuk was talking about in this situation. But listen, the Lord listened and told him what? The Lord answered, write down the vision clearly upon the tablet, for the vision still has its own time, places on to fulfillment. It will not disappoint. If it delays, wait. If it delays, wait. And who will be saved? The just man will be saved by faith. The one who has faith will be saved. Sometimes we want the Lord to act there and then. But the fact is, if at all you understand God, his nature is different from ours. One day, in God's perception, is more than 1,000 years in our own perception. Your 1 second in suffering, or in terms of need, might equal to a year. But for the Lord, it doesn't matter. It's not on our time frame. He has his own time. The only thing he's asking from you is to trust him, believe him, and he will save you. The faith which we are speaking about, what is faith, first of all? We can say, have faith in God, whatever and everything. What is faith? The letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, if you read it there, will tell you that faith is a conviction of things you hope for, or assurance of things that you hope for, and it is a conviction of things that you do not see. That is faith. But the faith still which you are talking about is the total confidence in your God. Total confidence, no matter what is going on. have total confidence and reliance to God. No matter what is going around you, or what is going in your life, or what is happening at that real moment, to have total confidence. You have stories of faith. You have instances where you have been and saying, this is not possible, but you are surprised with the hand of God working in your life or in your friend's life. Call to mind those situations. If God was there for you, he can still be there for another time, even another time and another time. If he was there for your friend, he can still be there for you. Just have total confidence in God. A story is told. There was a village which lacked, these were farmers, but they lacked rain for a long time. And when I speak of lack of rain in Arizona, I don't think I need to explain a lot. We are in a desert. So they lacked rain for a long time. And people were so desperate because all their crops, all their saving food, food they had saved had gone. If at all there was no rain, there's no way the village was going to survive. And their pastor told them, you know what, next Sunday we are going to pray, particularly to the Lord, to give us rain. And he told them to come with an object of faith that God can do this. And when we pray, everything will be all right. That Sunday, even non-believers came. And they prayed, they came with different articles, rosaries, crucifixes, and everything. And they prayed. Actually, they say it rained that day, according to the story. But one person whose object surprised everyone was a little boy of about 8, they say. He came with an object of faith. Do you know what he brought? He came with an umbrella. Among all the people who were there, this boy was confident that if at all we are to pray and God is to hear our prayer, I have to be with an umbrella because it is going to rain. My dear brothers and sisters, let us have the same confidence like this boy, that we have the same faith, and let us that faith carry us through our lives, doing a lot of good and service. Because faith is a gift from God. We only respond to it with love and acts of mercy to others. The Lord be with you.